Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! Uh-huh.
Let's go, ladies!
Uh-huh. Lil Jon.
Yeah!
Your boy, Kel.
Yeah!
This is for the toxic girls.
Where y'all at?
All around the world.
Let's go!
Every block.
Hey!
Every club.
Hey!
Every hood.
Hey!
I'm in love.
So sweet, so brown, so thick. So nasty, ooh, I love that. So smooth, so dreamy. God damn it, I must be dreaming. So tickly, so soft. God damn, I wanna break you off. So hot, you gon' melt. Eat you all up by myself. Girl, I can't wait to unwrap ya. The chocolate fix some after. Taste that, my treat. Miss chocolate, let me get a little deep. I'm too good, but cold out. So good, I won't fix some more.
About big old booties and brown eyes. Chocolate, that's what I gotta have tonight.
Hey.
Leave about the club with tonight.
Take shots and more shots.
What? And we drink like we own the bar. And she's pushing that all on me. Conversation like, let's just be.
Let's go,
I don't hesitate. To the crib right away. She's dropping it, drop, dropping it, dropping it, dropping it.
So I decided to do something different since I'm in New York City. I decided to show them some love and go live and do a stuff. So tonight is going to be quite interesting. I'm going to have Vlad to connect. I am Vito Ritz. And we're going to have Pure Vanity in the house. And we're going to have a couple of other surprises going on. So I know everybody is like, what the hell am I doing in New York? Actually, I came up here to chill out, do some video shoots, and just have a good time and do it Chalk Mommy style. Does that mean am I going to have some videos for my site that's coming up? Maybe. Does that mean I'm going to be giving some good head? Maybe. Does it mean I'm going to give out some crucial back shots? Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm just saying it just depends on how I feel. I'm in Harlem, and you guys know how I feel about Harlem. Maybe having some whack beat, but, you know, maybe somebody can change my mind before I go back to Queens tonight and go to my hotel room. But I don't know. Who knows? So, with that being said, let me see. Where am I going to start? Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. I've been drinking, so you guys got to bear with me a little bit. I'm going to have I Am Vito Rich. And if you look at my blog talk and saw the picture, it says married to the mob. And it's actually a nice picture. It's him and two other guys on there. And I'm not even going to try to fuck up their names. If y'all want to know it, y'all just going to have to tune in or follow me on damn Twitter to get it. And that'll be cool. You can follow everybody at ChocMommy03, at Vlad, V-L-A-D, 5564. Then I am Vito Rich. And then the other ones are at L-U-C-A-B-R-A-C-I. And then I'm going to have to tell y'all the other one in the chat room because that shit is complicated. I'll be fucking up on that one. So I'm going to go ahead and I have one caller that's already wanting to come on and say something, see who the hell this is. And then we're going to have Vito Rich come on first. Ladies, oh, my God. He looks like a little kid. He talking about he's ready. Oh, my God. He's cracking me out. Oh. 347, you're on the air.
What's good, Chuck?
Is this Trav?
You already know it's your boy, Trav.
Are you calling in to say something about hi, little mom? I mean, you know, I'm not understanding. I'm in your city.
I know. I just called to tell you I hope you have a good trip while you up there. And my city going to show you the best time you ever had.
Your city going to show me the best time I ever had. Shit, if your city is anything like they whack game, nigga, I'm good in Queens.
Oh, God. Anyway, I just hope you enjoy yourself up there while you up there.
I am. I'm just fucking with everybody. I love New York. I'm having, like, a really good time. I'm drinking. But real talk, I'm just going to have to tell you. That dick that you had on my show last week had a nasty-ass attitude. Like, for real. I was a 500-pound dude. I would shove my dick in that bitch here so she could hear me coming. She had a stank-ass attitude. Fuck, you gonna be 400 pounds and have a stank attitude and think you the shit. The fuck kind of bitch you had on my show? You don't even want to fuck her no more, do you?
No.
Okay. But Pink Candy, she's all into you. I got you on that one. Oh, them eye cup titties, I swear, man. She got some pretty titties, but them motherfuckers are big as hell. You know she's coming to my city next week, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be down here.
Eye cup.
Yeah, I'm coming down here, too.
Huh? Trav? Hello? Trav, I lost him. Well, I lost my caller. In case you guys are wondering what we're talking about, I had some big bitch porn stars on my show last week. Pink Candy was mad cool. Pink Candy Triple X, she's on Rude.com. She's mad cool. She's from Indiana, and she had an eye cup. Never knew titties came in eye. The only thing I knew about eye was the iPhone. So she kind of, like, tripped me out. Then we had BBW Superstar, and that 400-pound bitch had a stink-ass attitude. She lucky she didn't call back because I was going to get her. So that's what we were talking about. So big women, I understand y'all angry because y'all big, but fuck, you ain't got to have a fucked-up attitude to go with it. I don't discriminate. Y'all all are beautiful to me. When you got fucked-up attitudes, you ugly as fuck. So if I ever get the opportunity to meet you in public, bitch, I'm going to get you. You ready, sweetie? So now I'm going to bring on, I am Vito Rich. Don't call on the phone, sweetie. Call on your phone. So he's getting ready to call in. He's getting all comfortable. Let me find out I got him nervous and shit. You sure? You positive? For now? You sure? Because I'm going to hit your ass with the flex. You are getting ready. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be funny because I'm drunk as hell. Oh, my goodness. Like, I'm waiting for Vito to call in, and then we're going to go ahead and get it popping. If y'all can see what I see, it'd be good. 3, 4, 7?
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm going to bring Vito Rich on. I am Vito Rich, excuse me. And he's going to tell you about, whatchamacallit. He's going to tell you about what he has going on and his movement. So, Minister, I am Vito Rich. Tell everybody who you are.
Well, I'm Vito Rich or whatever. I'm from Uptown Harlem and all that. I'm an artist and rapper, upcoming artist. I just put out a mixtape with DJ Lady K not too long ago. I've been working hard for a long period of time, been rapping ever since I was 11, and it's something I always wanted to do, so now I'm just putting everything behind it.
Oh, keep going. What are you putting behind it?
Well, my time, my money. that's one thing that's concerning, man. My time and my money, man. But yeah, with the music, I just have fun with it. Or whatever. Me and another partner of mine, Luke, got Brady. Unfortunately, he couldn't even make it. He had a little family problem or whatever. But yeah, me and him been doing this for a long period of time or whatever. And I'm just trying to be positive and do what I got to do. Harlem love me. They show me a lot of love uptown. You know, 8th Avenue, 7th Avenue, Lynx Avenue, East Side to West Side. They love us out here. So I know that I'm doing something that's right. I just got to keep on pushing it and get where I got to go.
So what made you want to get into the music business?
It was more or less something that I felt that just was my call. I didn't. A lot of people didn't think that I'd be able to do this, but I felt like I could, and being that I made music and I seen everybody else's reaction, and for me to get 55-year-old people or senior citizen people that play my CD every day and they shout me out or they just want to know what's going on with me, that just lets me know that this is my call, man. This is my time. I got to do what I got to do. So
you got senior citizens backing you.
Yeah, really, though, really. If I would have told her to call in, I wish I would have had her call in because she really would have called in and she would show me some love. Like, for real, though, I ain't even tell her, though. If I would have told her, she really would have called in. Shout out to Mama Love and all that, show Vito Rich Love.
So how many senior citizens have you met?
I said a couple.
I'm
20 years old, so... You know, if you see a citizen, it might be different in my eyes. You feel me? You might be a citizen. You might qualify for that.
Did they get a discount?
I don't know, man. Maybe get an extra hour or something on me.
Oh, you need more hours.
Oh, yeah.
Is that natural or what
it stands? It depends. It depends on the female, man. If I feel like going forward, then I'll go forward. But if it's something I just want to experience, then, you know, I'm in it and I'm out of it real fast.
So, like, when you're doing your songs, what's your motivation?
Honestly, I think it's the kids. The kids really motivate me. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I got a whole school that just, like, every time they see me, I go pick up my stepdaughter or something. And they just always scream, Vito Rich, like, it's crazy. So, like, I think about the kids most because I know that they're actually watching it, and those are the things that they pay attention to. So everything that I do, I know it definitely affects them. So I try to watch the things that I do, especially over cameras on TV or whatever. I don't even
put it. Oh, that's why you got your hood on the cover of your face?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, they love me out here, man. I tell you, you won't love me.
So why don't you talk about your upcoming, was it Married to the Mafia mixtape with you and your crew?
Married to the Mafia was the mixtape that we put out in September, it was around August, September. And it was the first mixtape that we actually put out that DJ Lady K distributed it. And Murder Baby and all that, so they really helped us out over there. They started our whole career off or whatever. They
Everybody believes in us, and they just put the format down for us so we could just start doing the whole mixtape thing or just start putting ourselves out there, always having a lot of music that people can listen to or stuff that they haven't heard. Just always about staying ahead of the game with them. So I appreciate DJ Lady K, Murder Baby, everybody, French Montana, everybody that mentored me as far as my little career goes right around there.
So, let's see. We have some tracks from you. What is the first track you want to hear? And then we're going to get the call from 917.
The first track, you can play my solo track, number 3. Don't worry about me. I'm good.
All right. I'm good. But I am Vito Rich.
Ham and cheese on everything.
Lazy K Productions.
The movie got the hairy frog.
Don't worry about me. I'm good. They still love me when I cruise through the fucking hall. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Don't worry about me. I'm good. They still love me when I cruise through the fucking hall. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Rich, yeah. Phantom, I'm a ghost. Summertime, we skiing on the slope. I got coke, but on another note. Construct Tim's reversible naughty coat. It's butter all on the toast. I heard they playing me close. Shit, why they do that, please? I don't even know. 6 feet in the casket where they all could go. He think he low till I start shooting niggas. Bullets in the exit right through a nigga. Grams on the menu, chef in the stove hot. Same routine with grandma old pots. Open up at 9, at 12, we close shop. Grills on wheels, we be feeding the whole block. Place your order and tell me what you need. I got crack, coke, pills and weed. Hit the connect and tell them I need a shipment. See, we the reason that you going out of business. That nigga's going out of business, nigga. Rich. Fucking with the wife, staying in the castle. And hurry more money every day is a hassle. Used to serve fiends right under the scaffold. Cause Tuesday and Thursday is when the pigs harass you. DTs in plain clothes, be walking. How they know that you back, rich, the streets talking. Cush clouds, so a nigga keep coughing. Don't try me, cause it's in the bag. These horses. Don't worry about me, I'm good. They still love me when I cruise through the fucking hall. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Don't worry about me, I'm good. They still love me when I cruise through the fucking hall. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me.
Fiends out early. Rich hitting eight. She ain't stopped. Dumb bitch, I'm getting cake. Gym class, young boss, lifting weight. Not the car, but the jar, I be whipping grape. Wait, it come back like a sponge. What you know about hustling the stack in the slums? Six like pastry, wrist so tasty. Act like a fraud, cause the fit for safety. Mellow type, A5 on a pedal bike. Blue Ralphie, red collar, yellow stripe. Rich, jeans, tavern, any stitch. If I pull up in the drop, I could bag a nigga bitch. I loosen up my tie, I thought you knew. This is that blueprint of what the bosses do.
Don't worry about me, I'm good. They still love me when I cruise through the fucking hall. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Don't worry about me, I'm good. They still love me when I cruise through the fucking hall. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me. Nigga, fuck with me.
All right, man, cheese on everything, nigga. If you don't like it, nigga, kill yourself, bro. Nigga, to die slow. You know, Rich.
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 Boy, Luke got crazy. You know, you on the job. You on the come up, nigga. Holler at us, man. When that mixtape tomorrow. Nigga gonna come up the streets, fuck with us, Harlem fuck with us. The kids love us. Shout out to my nigga Yemen Cheese, you heard? Lazy K, what's up?
Lazy K, hello. All right. Yeah, the song that she just played and all that—that's I'm good off. Matter to the Mall mixtape. I just started a video for that. Mac Me, New Jack City, and all that. Got his own little production thing going on, so that'll be out probably in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or whatever. Big show coming up with Vado on the 25th at Club Deja Vu. It's going to be crazy for Esco birthday bash and all that. Shout out to Yali Black, my promoter and all that. Yemen Cheese, everybody from uptown or whatever. That's with me and all that, my little team or whatever. No.
Cool. What we're going to do is bring on 917 and see what they have to say. 917, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it was really shaking, man. I want to give a shout out to my man Vito Vich. What's good, man? I love you.
You're ready. Funny. You're ready though, man. Good looking for the love and all that, man. You're ready, man. I appreciate it and all that, man. Stay tuned. I got big things that's going to be popping off this year, man. Well,
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, I got some questions for my man Vito Rich.
Go ahead. Make sure that's some hard questions.
All right, since you said you was 20 years old and all that, who was your influence on music and why? And is any of them R&B singers?
Not too many R&B singers. I say like just the New York City rappers. I just feel like people like Fab, Kiss, and no, those are the type of people that I learn from. Like I like the swagger that they bring to the game. So I take a little bit from anybody, and I just try to put it into who I am, and that's Vito Rich. You feel me? So,
all right.
How much I go?
I got another question. What do you say to people that may compare you to Vado, or may say, "Yo, he sound like Vado," or "Yo, his bars is like Vado," but you know they got a different delivery. Like what do you tell a young kid or somebody that want to choose between the two, like who they like better? What do you say is different from your swag and his swag? What makes you Vito Rich, even though y'all rhyme the same way? But what makes you you, and what makes him him?
I'm a product of my environment, so like I tell the kids like this is who I am. A lot of people right now that listen to me, those are people that know me, so those are most first hand people. So I feel like you gotta bring charisma to the game. You could talk about a lot of shit and you could have the same flow or same delivery as somebody, but if that's not who you really are, then like it really makes no difference. I am Vito Rich, like I take my block, my hood, everything that I grew up around, and I try to make an asset to my community and everybody else to see that you can actually be a product of your environment and come up and stuff like that, you feel me? So the difference between me and him is we the streets. I'm straight. 7th Avenue, 8th Avenue, right off the corner. Like, I'm fucking with the hustlers, the drug dealers, robbers, whoever, like, and I make music for everybody, so even if somebody did compare me and said that we sound alike, I'm pretty sure I have a lot of music that can prove them wrong. I wouldn't even have really even probably reply to them.
All right, you said you got a show with Vado on the 25th, and where is that going to be at, and how did you get hooked up with that?
On the 25th, yeah, I got a show with Vado at Deja Vu. I got hooked up with the show. It's my promoter, Yali Black, you know, all that. He a big help for me. It's like a big brother or whatever. Told me he was going to help me with my career. I had reached out to him and all that. So he been real, like, he been like a big brother to me, mentor to me, like, letting me know, like, I gotta be seen and stuff like that. So, yeah, we is definitely going down on February 25th. Yeah, Ollie Black, like I said before, my promoter, man, a lot of y'all know him, a lot of females know him, you know, he real acquainted out here. Big Esco and all that, you already know, it's his birthday party, so we gonna do a big for him and all that, and bring out the bottles, females, whatever. So, if y'all in the Harlem area on the 25th, it's a Friday, Deja Vu, I believe it's on 157 between 158 or 156 or some shit like that, and Amsterdam, so make sure that y'all come through and send me some love, man. I'm definitely gonna tear it up, though.
All right, good looking, man. I appreciate it, man. You're a cool guy. I'm going to look out for you. I'm going to try to make it on the 25th to see your show, man. I appreciate it, man.
Well, definitely.
You heard?
Wow. So how do you feel when people ask you stuff like that and you're, like, really interested in what you have to say, you know what I'm saying, and on a positive note?
It makes me feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And like I just said, like even the caller I just called and the questions that he asked me, those are real questions that people actually want to know. So I deliver real answers. I feel like it's good when you're an artist and people want to know more about you. Or they have a question for you when they see you or they meet you. So that just means that they've been following or they know what type of stuff you're doing, or they just want to know a little bit more about your personal life or whatever.
Okay, question. If you had an opportunity to collaborate with anybody from old school, new school, whether they're dead or alive, who would be the top three artists you would fuck with in the studio?
Right now, if I had the first one, the number one artist that I'd probably definitely do a song with is, I say Waka Flocka. I like Flocka energy. I like what he bring to the game. I think he young, and a lot of people like his energy. I like just the way he came in. Like, he wasn't scared to be who he was. Like, and now everybody else thinks that that's cool. Like, he made his aura to certain people. Like, that's what they do, shaking their head out and forth, dreads and all that. Like, I like all that. Like, I feel like you got to bring new stuff to the game. So Flocka definitely be the first one. I say the second one, Fab, just cause of the New York City thing. Like, he bring a lot of swag to the game too, and I like the way he flows on certain tracks or whatever. So I definitely be able to collab with him. And three, Lil Wayne, just because he takes stuff all out of context. Like, I feel like I could go there too. Like, if it's Mars or a planet or whatever he on, I could definitely go there. Be the rest of pilot flying first class, man.
Okay, so let's just say, hypothetically, we're going to go back to Waka Flocka. To me, he's quite interesting. I'm a big fan of YouTube and World Star Hip Hop, and it seems like a lot of the damn concerts that he goes to, nobody respects him because they always swing in bottles and shit.
Yeah.
And he's been hit with a couple of boobies, so it's like he counts his money and all that shit is fake. So it's like, you know, when they do other rappers like that, I mean, do you think people would do Gucci like that? It's like, for some reason, people feel the need to try him because he's in my hometown.
Yeah.
And what I was going to say, they go out with him like, fuck you, and he's like ready to get it in. And, you know, he has tried to get it in. Look, they tried. Because, you know, it was everything. So he's not like he's going to do something. But it just seems like to me, people like his music, and when it comes to shows, nobody is a respecter of him because of the shit that happens before, during, and after. Especially if your manager is giving you a show. How
are
you
going
to allow somebody to pay tens, thousands of dollars with fake money?
Yeah, I understand. I probably say that as far as throwing bottles and all that, as far as the shows and stuff, you know, sometimes fans, they act up and they do things that they not, you know, that they're not supposed to be doing. But, like, Flocka, if you kind of pay attention to his character, he's kind of like he eggs, like, he wants that attention, like, he wants somebody to saw him, like that's his attitude, or, you know, that's how type of people, that's how they gonna treat you when you in crowds or whatever, you doing shows or whatever. Some people really gonna try to see if this really who he is, or if I throw a bottle at him, what is he gonna do? So at the end of the day, fans just have to understand that rappers are still human, and for me, it doesn't really matter, you still get your head bumped. You feel me? Like, that's just how it go though. Like, that's just really how it go though, man.
Okay, I respect that. So, a lot of artists tend to be kind of targets. So, if y'all having shows, y'all on the stage, y'all got y'all jewelry, people are quick to snatch y'all shit. Have you had that happen to you?
Nah, the worst thing.
Nah, you said that was too loud.
Look. I'm gonna be honest. First of all, ever since I really saw that, I was never really heavy on jewelry right now. Anyway, because like I feel like that's something that you really gotta spend money on. That's something that you should cherish. You feel me? Like, you buy stuff like that, like that's something that you should have for the rest of your life, even if you don't wear it every day or whatever. But the worst thing that ever happened to me. And it wasn't even really at a show. It was just I was having a little mixtape party or whatever. Fight broke out or whatever. I had lost my watch. Nobody ever took anything from me. But, you know, I guess, like you said, they talk is because people, they want to see if that's who you really are. Like when you outside, when they see you walk to the store, if they see you going to buy a pair of sneakers and you got your chain on, they want to see if, like, if they go for it, what are you going to do? So, like I said before, fans have to remember that artists are still human beings, and you could definitely get your head on.
So, like, people tend to try you?
Nah, I would never say that. I get more love than anything. I'm very, very, very global. I swear, I fuck with a lot of people, so I don't really run into too many problems here and there. When I'm out, it's just always love. Or, you know, I ain't seen you in a long time. You know, I heard you doing this, so are you doing that? So it's always a positive thing with me. It ain't really too much negative.
Okay, so when you tell females you're a rapper, is that like a pussy magnet? Do they just start pulling off their drawers and just be like, oh, I want you to fuck me because, you know, they're on their groupie status and you like you might have this dick. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh, God. Oh God. I say like this, I don't think it makes a lot of girls just wanna say they wanna fuck me, but like it's just oh, you're a rapper, this something that you're doing, and then they probably do really realize that it's just something that I really focus on, that maybe it probably score me a couple points or make it go down faster, son. Maybe.
Okay, so they don't sit there and be like, oh, you know, at the show, they see you on stage, you got this nice swag on, and they be like, they come to you. You know, they tend to be like, you know, they can just be like, what's up?
And then it goes in. Oh God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chicago City. You are live right now. And please, man, be with me, man. I'm trying to keep everything together right now, huh?
Trying to keep everything cool.
Definitely.
My bad, but that's the reason you take when you come on
Chicago
City.
What?
And you fuck with a real bitch.
What? Okay,
see y'all.
That was me. They get
realer and realer. So, we're going to play another song. We're going to take a call for 347-366. So, let's see here. What are you going to say? We have Let Your Eyes. I don't know.
Play Hurt Your Eyes. This is for Harlem right here, man. Yeah, shout out to Harlem, man, on this one, man.
And so as we play this, I know you got a story that goes to Hurt Your Eyes.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you all about that. All
right.
Sub, you want more? You want more?
Couple songs.
Couple songs. What else? Couple songs.
We gonna shut it down. Yemen cheese records. We don't reach. Fuck him on Twitter. I am Vito Rich. Luca Blessi.
I am Vito Rich.
Shut up,
everybody. Yeah. Yemen cheese records. That.
Black.
coupe six, I was blowing the roof split. Go to 2/5, stop, give me some new kicks. Rip, tell them fall back, I do this. I'm from uptown, baby, my swag is stupid. Feel the pressure or be on the stretcher. You can run, you can hide, them bullets gon' catch ya. Yeah, I see bodies, I'm in that Maserati. Spanish mommy hit the phone like then I keep poppy. See nails put me under the wing. LeBron James of this rap shit, call me the king. Yeah, and they mad cause I'm doing my thing. They all bitches, they snitches, they all like to sing. So I call him Celine Dion, cause I'm on a level that these niggas can't be on. Yeah, I call him Celine Dion, cause I'm on a level that these niggas can't be on. Rich.
We never seen them high, off of so much white, it'll hurt your eyes.
Why is?
I really need a man. I got so
give
much
to you, black and black. What up, Vito? Really got you, nigga. Paper boy, Luca. Listen, OG told me think first like a test move. Puppets I was getting higher than airplanes do. Have your mama going shopping for cash, he's a suit. I beat the horn twice, then show what to do. Had low dudes out flipping 100 proof. Everybody said they get, they gotta show me proof. A rag on the beat, how they deliver down. Word is in the street, same as that Harlem sound. Grill me, the Rocky, I'll leave you lost and found. So pop, but the dealer say catch, I buy it now. PBPC, we bout to run the shit. Broke bitch, try to front, but she be copping next. They copping dip, they ride around in 10 and 6. Looking for licks, run up in your spot with the fist. I keep that presidents on my mind. Up in the trap, my nigga, I got them hot downs. For 125 pins for a coupe band. Ladies see me out, they know I like them light skins. We don't play that, you talk, you might not get your leg back. Niggas say they knew me from way back.
She had brought him to my block one time, actually. It wasn't even, it was kind of crazy because I was listening to A-Rab music beat, and then it just so happened the next day, my friend called me. He like, yo, Vito, A-Rab over here, got some beats for you. This, that, and the third. Came up there, listened to a couple. Actually, we spent whole Summer Jam weekend and all that together or whatever. We didn't get a chance to make it inside Summer Jam or whatever. And there was a little ticket problem or whatever. He was a little bit deep or whatever you say. A couple people was with me. I had a little entourage or whatever, so we couldn't get in. But shout out to A-Rab Music and all that, Luca Bridge and all that. Like I said, unfortunately, couldn't be here or whatever. And that's basically the story with that. I did that song for Harlem. I just felt like I needed to describe, like, what type of stuff I do, the ordinary life of Vito Rich. Like, you pose a rap past, present, future. So that's definitely a little bit of each one or whatever. So that was definitely a song on that mixtape, Married to the Mom, that I liked. And I got a lot more stuff to come, man. It's just warming up. That's all.
Just warming up or getting up. Which one is it?
Well, you can say I'm up, man. I'm strong, yeah.
Now, like you said, stuck over there a little
easy on you. I'm going to take it easy on you. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice. Oh, shit, I see two people from my hometown. I see my baby, L, called them. Thank you, Poppy. And my big face, Alicia from North Carolina, she calling in. That's good. And we got to take this call from 347-366 and see what they talking about. And we still got more people from this clique that think that they're safe, but they're not safe. You're never safe when Chuck Mommy is in the building. Remember that. So 347-366, you're on the air.
Yo, Vito, what's good, bro?
What's up? What's up, man? What's up, man? What's going on?
This your nigga Main.
Oh, this Main-O. Oh, Main-O, what's good, man? What's going on with you, man?
You know I'm acting like a boss, you heard.
What's up, though? Okay.
Man, tell me. Just keep my head up. That's what's up. See, niggas making it out here. That's what we do. Money game, we up. Making that money, that's all.
Yeah. If y'all wondering right now on the radio level who that was, this is one of my little brothers and all that. You know, like he shout me out. He showed me my love. Like I was saying, I get a lot of love from a couple young people that's older than me or whatever, from my block or my hood or whatever. They really support me. So we got this whole money gang movement that's going on or whatever. It's from all ages. It's just about getting money, staying with money, being positive, doing something. You feel me? I always tell anybody that's younger than me or anybody that's in my loop that fuck with me to make sure that they do something positive or whatever. So, like I said before, though, man, it's money gang shit for life, man. What? You already know, though.
You already know, bro. Copy. But you know me, I'm about to go do me. I'm gonna holler at you. I'm about to go make this money.
A lot.
You and your people. That's good. I like how they show love. Your homeboys and shit. Nothing will be good.
Definitely. I appreciate all the love, though, man. Well, I definitely appreciate it.
We're getting ready to bring Eli up in the building. I'm waiting for Eli to call in. Eli been sitting in the corner being all nice, laughing and teasing at Vito while I'm over here fucking him up. But you know what? It's his turn. We're going to see how he holds up under pressure. Ladies, he's cute. He's light skinned. He got a nice beard going on. He got a nice little head.
You can find me. You can Google Vito Rich. You can type. If you want to listen to some music, then just type in V-E-E-D-O-R-I-C-H on YouTube. Or you can type it in on Google or whatever. Twitter, @IamVitoRich. That's IamVeeDorich. Any beats, anything like that, you want to get in contact with me, VitoRich1@AOL.com. Like I said, I got the show going down February 25th with Vado or whatever. Big shout out to Yali Black once again, Esco or anything or whatever. DJ Spazzo going to be in the building or whatever. And shout out to Evil Empire for doing this next mixtape for me @IamVitoRich. You about to tear this shit up real, real, real big, man. Shout out to Harlem for still fucking with me and all that, man. We got a lot more to come. Vlad, everybody, the whole neck, girl, pure Vandaly, everybody, girl, New Jack City, my man, French Montana, Money Mitch, Cold Coke Boys, everybody over there, Harry Fraud, A-Rap Music, everybody that's helping me right now, man, like I said before, man, you know, Vito Rich and I are going to let nobody down, man. I am Harlem, we are the streets. Shout out to Luca Brazy, man, Yemi Cheese, man, it's only the beginning. I am Vito Rich.
Okay, Elon, you calling in? Oh, God, he already nervous. He forgot to call. Damn, I'm a Daryl.
You who? Oh, hell nah. No. I can't discriminate. Gotta treat y'all fairly. I got mad questions for you. I need people to know who the hell you are, Vlad. you can call me Pam Chat. Pam or Chat, yeah. Nice to meet you, Aaron. He's the R&B singer, right? Oh, does he know he's going to do some live shit a cappella? Oh, that's what's up. Yes. Okay, now we have Eli P coming up. He's going to tell you about his movement, his organization. You know, he's part of the Chocolate City family. He didn't know that. He just got inducted today. So, no, I'm not going to have him sitting up here with some briefs with the Superman on the ass dancing for me. I'm not going to make it rain tonight. I'm broke. I'm going to make it drizzle. So. So, everybody, this is Eli. He's about to get it off, and he's about to tell you about what it is he does, and then I'm going to do what I do.
All right. What's going on, everybody? What's up? This is Eli P. It's just a real heavy grind right now with what we're doing. I'm the host / music critic for Plugged In DVD Magazine. I just put my own website up together a couple of days ago, probably about last week, a brooklyncabride.tumblr.com. Got a lot of things going on underneath the radar right now, and I got a lot of things going on, like, in front of the line. So, you know, I just got a lot of shit going on right now. But basically what it all is right now is just Plugged In DVD Magazine, pure vanity. Shout out to the whole Yemen Cheese crew. Them niggas is doing their thing. That's just what I do. Music host and critic and ladies man.
I'm trying to be nice, but he has this beard, right? And that's the tip of it. That bitch curb, I swear.
I'm trying to brush it out, though. I'm trying to brush it out.
He has a coochie juice catcher. Oh,
yeah. You know, I got to savor it, you know? I ain't even mad at that.
So.
What's up?
Is that something you like to do?
What? Go downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? I got references.
What?
I got references, baby.
Ass included?
That's a must.
Ladies, we got to ask you on the phone.
Yeah. So now everybody going to be knowing my business and shit.
Hey, Chris, will it go on? Right here?
The listeners are confused.
Okay, when they go on to the Blog Talk Radio, they click right here. It's going to show the show. And then it's going to say play or chat. And then they click on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry about that. Yeah, they keep on playing the chat. It's like a red thing. So, wow. You know how many men be trying to play it off like they don't do that?
I mean, there's a lot of dudes that be doing shit on the low or whatever, and they don't be wanting to say it. But me, I'm upfront about mine. Like, whatever it is. Like, whatever it is to please my lady. You know what I mean? Like, got to keep it around. Because if I don't do it, I'm next in the good world.
I'm glad you said that, because the topic of discussion tonight that we hadn't got around to was, if a female fucks you on the first night, does that make her a hoe?
Absolutely not.
Or somebody that just knows what she wants?
To me, it's just a mixed emotion, because one, like, I've had a few ex-girlfriends that I just, like, hit off on the first day, and then one of them, I just made her my girlfriend, and we was together for about, like, 2 years.
The pussy was that good?
I mean, it was good. Hell yeah, it was good. You kidding me? It was good. I would have never got sprung on the first day.
Ooh.
But yeah, you know, because I understand that, like, you know, people just want to fuck, and then, you know, people just, you know, really get down like that. You know, whether you lose like that, or it's just like, yo, you just feeling the person that much.
You know, I wouldn't say it's like being loose. It's just that men tend to say shit and a female done fuck them in distance. You know what I'm saying? Because then we got to be whore, slut, da-da-da-da. But me personally, If you call me a hoe or slut, you gonna have to dress that up and put a title in front of it. Miss Slut, official slut,
right.
Official hoe. And it's just because I needed a nut, you was there, we just happened to meet. I got it, and you kept it moving.
I mean, it is what it is. I'm just like, if it was me, I'd just be happy that I was there at the right time. You know, it's a win-win situation for everybody. You get some, I get some. But I ain't no dirty dude, though. Let's get that right. I ain't no dirty dude. Let's get that right.
And what's your definition of a dirty dude?
Dirty dude just beating everything raw. Nah, it's not me. Can't do that, yo.
You have to
baby
face. They don't let you beat anything. Okay?
No, a lot of people tell me that I got a baby face, I'll be on some innocent shit or whatever, but like, yo, get me behind doors and trust me, I got a couple of references.
Oh, you
I'm
need,
on some nasty
you,
shit.
Oh, you need to go behind some closed doors? Because I see about four doors up there.
I mean, whichever door, you can find out. You can find out if you want to, baby. Turn off. You know, we don't even have to cut off the lights.
Oh, I see Rad about to get his first adult entertainment.
If we got the camera rolling on right here. We got the camera rolling on right here. Like, I'm with it.
Rad and Crystal, let's make a movie. Oh, fuck. What have I gotten myself into?
I'm with it. Let's go,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my gosh. This is mad crazy. So.
Hey, yo.
If anything, you say that to the around the wall, bring guys over here.
Oh,
so what
shit.
Upcoming projects do you have?
Well, upcoming projects that I have going on right now, well, I got my my blog site that I got going on right now, a Brooklyn Cab Ride, that's ABKLYN, cabride.tumblr.com. Basically, that whole website and blog site is basically going to be distributing music that. Basically, what I do for Plugged In DVD right now is basically I'm a host and a music critic, but I'm be more elaborate with my music critic skills and all that, and just posting up people's music like Yemen Cheese. If these guys want to pass on music to me, I'll be more than it'll be a pleasure to post up these guys' music. I know Vito Rich be getting it in with them bars. This kid is crazy. I said that shit the moment we started this shit. I was just like, yeah, that kid Vito is a problem. You know?
That
kid Vito is a problem. And that's real talk. I ain't even lying, God. You know? But yeah, that's basically what A Brooklyn Cab Ride is about. Just displaying good music and just supporting good music and interviewing artists. You know, same thing that you do. And basically, it's just the only thing that's going to make mine different from everybody else is just that it's mine, and I do it the way I want to do it, you know?
So you review any of everybody's music?
If I like it.
Okay,
you know,
so.
If I like it, you know, because, I'm also willing to pull up anybody. You know, you help me, I help you. You know, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's just good music. If you got good music and if you feel you got good music, bring it my way, and I'll definitely help you out when you help me out.
Have you ever heard some whack shit that was right there in your face and you really didn't want to hurt their feelings?
Oh, I have. Trust me, I have. And I tell them, I'm just like, listen, dude, like, you know, like, with all due respect, like, you know, I feel you need to work on this and you need to work on that. Oh, but you going to post up my shit though, right? I'm like, yeah, I'm just a little busy. Just give me some time and I got you. So by the time I'm done being busy, they going to have their new shit out, and if it sounds good, I'll post it up.
Oh, that's sort of like how when I tell people they have like this. But I'm doing time to rethink. One strike, you're out.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually like that. You know, one hit of quitters, you know?
It'll be the best.
Yeah.
You find some that you want to keep around.
Yeah.
You know, I might be in trouble when I get back home, but baby, this is just the show. This is just the show. What's the wildest thing you've ever done?
Sheesh, the wildest thing I ever done. Damn, you're going to let me see my business right now. All right, I'm going to just lay it all out. Let me see. I had sex in the train station at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the platform. Yeah, definitely did that.
Was you long stroking or short stroking?
I was doing it quick because the train was coming. So it was just like I had to get like a good 4 pumps in and I was done.
Yeah.
I got mine. It was 4 pumps. You know what I'm saying? It was 4 pumps and I was out.
We got you
on pumper in half. You know, like 4 pumps and I was out. Let me see. I've done it in staircases plenty of times.
Oh.
Done it, you know, like if mom's at home and she's cooking, you can't really get it in. Don't worry, we go upstairs. You know?
I've done it in Central Park about a million times. You know? Yeah, man. You know, let me see. What else? Oh, man, a great story, y'all. I met this girl on the train, and the same day that I met her, I only knew the chick for 3 train stops. And we got it in. And the crazy part is that we got it in her ex-man's crib.
Wow.
She was going to pay him a visit. She was actually going to go pick up a few things because he was in jail.
Wow.
So, you know, whatever, you know, we talked a little, beat around the bush and all that shit. So I was just like, listen, I'm not chilling with you for no reason. Either we're doing something or I'm out. She was just like, boy, get out of here with your corny ass, yada, yada, yada. So then I just showed her the goods, and she was just like, oh, like that? And then, you know.
Oh, wait. You showed her the goods?
Yeah, I showed her the goods, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yo, don't be fooled by the skinny jeans, baby. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, you got nice calves.
You know?
What
did I show her something, you know?
I'm twisted.
Nah, man, but I can't name that. That's too intense. I can't be putting dirt on my name. Can't be doing that.
I'll make a deal with you. I won't forget that.
Nah, I'm not sure.
You did it. It's not like you said who you did it with.
Nah. You know,
it helped your pussy stock go up.
No. That's a big no. That's I can't name.
Is it something you need to go to the priest and confess?
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe.
How many priests have you had in your life?
I'm gonna say only one.
Why?
Cause yeah, bitches be fronting. Bitches be fronting. What you want me to say? No other way to put it.
Why bitches gotta be fronting?
Cause it's a dude. When's a dude gonna be like, nah, I can't do no threesome right now? You're crazy.
Y'all to make it hard to have a threesome. Because no, I just think.
Listen, yo, I'll give them my number. I'll give my social security number if they need it. Any way to get in contact me? I'll let me for a threesome. I'm with it. Trust me, baby. I got the energy.
Y'all don't know how to give out the dick evenly. You know what I'm saying? You want to stroke one pussy longer than the other.
I mean, it all depends who's performing better. It all depends.
It doesn't matter. You still got to even it up, especially if it's with your girl.
So you know what? So if I'm smashing you and the other one over there is she feels left out, tap me on the shoulder.
Nah, you should be like,
tap me on the shoulder.
10 minutes for a pussy and just keep rotating back. You know, bust with this one, then get your shit back up, and then keep going, and then you bust another one.
Listen, either way, I'm not complaining. Either way, I'm still getting it. I'm not complaining.
So how many times do you masturbate a month?
In a month?
Yeah.
Sheesh. I'm a very sexual dude, so I kid you not. Like I'm a firm masturbator. I'm proud of it. Yeah, I'm a firm masturbator, but you know I get my.
Okay, so like a lot of guys tend to come quick when they get in the pussy that first time.
Right.
So do you masturbate before you get there so it'll be longer so she won't be talking shit?
No. I'm the type of dude that like when I hit it and I get that first nut real quick, like. I'm in it again, like.
Oh, snapback.
Yeah.
Snapback dick. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it all depends how good this shit is, man. Cause some shit is just like you just can't make a comeback from. You know.
She's out for the count.
Yes, you know she's out for the count, man. Like I've had a couple of those and it's embarrassing. Like fuck, man.
I mean, why is it embarrassing?
I'm like, yo, I just tell her, like, yo, listen, the regular excuse, yo, it's been a while. No.
I mean, if you just told her like your mom, your pussy was so good that I couldn't hold it. She gonna respect you better than like, oh, it's been a while.
Oh, please, she gonna roll a nigga's eyes and then start tweeting, this nigga's dick was mad lame, yada, yada, yada.
No, or she's smart. She's like, my pussy was so good, this nigga came in 2.5 minutes. I'm a beast.
I mean, hey, if she feels like that, then that's a better response than what I got, you know. I can't just be saying like, yo, it's a bad day. You know.
So being in the media and the public eye, how many groupies do you have?
being in the media, I mean, when I first started, like, I had a couple of chicks telling me, like, yo, Eli, when am I going to go to the party with you? You know, just all, you know, all the typical shit, like, you know, bitches started coming around talking about, like, oh, when we going to chill again? Yo, E, I see you doing your thing. We haven't chilled in a while. You know, the whole bit. And then they want to start sending me pictures like, oh, you remember this? You remember that? And then I'm just like, yo, but you wasn't even nowhere to be found a couple of months back. Like, what's up? But now they want to start showing face, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not getting cocky about it. Like, I love it. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know.
They doing you like Mike Jones.
Yeah, you know. Like, it's just like, you like, who? You know, now my name is out there and people want to start knowing who the fuck I am.
Now
they
all want
me. I mean, I wouldn't say they all want me, but, you know, I mean, it's
they
a cool.
They want more than they did.
Yeah,
they
yeah, exactly.
Car,
you know.
You know what I'm
yeah,
they
you know.
Spotlight, whether it's a picture in the
yeah,
car.
Definitely.
Girl, I was with Eli last night. Did y'all go to a party? Nah, but he working on a party. He told me he gonna call me.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, bitch, you praise yourself. I'm gonna call you already. It's 2011. Expect that call like 2012.
right.
We have a call from 347-992. Let's see who this is. Hello, you're on the air. 347-992. Oh, well, I guess they're aside. So, tell everybody how they can find you.
All right, you guys can hit me up on the Twitter. I'm a firm Twitter head, so that's basically at Eli P underscore. You guys can find me over there. Also, on my Twitter's got my Facebook link if you guys need to get connected with that. Also, on my blog site, which is basically a Brooklyn cab ride, it's ABKLYNCABRIDE.tumblr.com. So if you guys got any music, if you guys just want to reach out to me and see what I'm doing, that's how you get in contact with me.
Wow. Thank you so much. We're going to bring on Aaron. So he got popping. We're gonna take a commercial break. And I'm just going to talk, and we're going to play another track from I Am Vito Rich to take us into Aaron coming up. So we're going to play, what's it, I'm not right. I know.
From Yemen, from the corner deli store, getting that filos, that Yemen cheese. Yemen cheese.
Stay tuned for Yemen cheese. I'm here right now.
What the hell
is
From Yemen, from the corner deli store, getting that filos, that Yemen cheese, Yemen cheese.
Stay tuned for Yemen cheese. I'm here for Jahan.
Oh, short! Wow, that's a short track. I don't know. I don't know if it was like an intermission or something like that, but that was like a really, really short track. So, in the meanwhile, while we figure out what we're going to do, I'm going to play Get Busy.
LG's, what's up? I'm a gorilla myself. Hey, Jason, what it do?
Don't think they understand what's going down.
I get busy. Get straight to the money. Word. Oh, yeah. Where that cash at? Drop it like it's hot. Hey, Jimbo, I get enough, though. Samples got them leaping off the building. Nuts, though. Dice games, neighborhood beat spots. Police towers at the dealership with a duffel bag. We don't need sound. Reggie White bullets, how they running back? Take your whole stash from consignment, don't bring nothing back. Blowing money, living fast. Thanks to the model. If you trust, you could get the spark. Don't think about it. In the club, back like damn flyers. Never stood behind, BS state of mind. And the watch so flooded, you can barely tell the time. LG Bird Gang, everybody fly. Hey Jim, if niggas front, we get a fly. Every 36 souls that we cook. Damn. Took the money, blew it like a bunch of fools. Hooker money, pretty cars, bunch of jewels. For that same reason, I ain't come to school. Cause a nigga had a problem when it come to roll. Told my teacher got enough money to invest. Told a jeweler, keep it going, just do the best. I remember when my uncle had the Lex Boogie. We was staying at the key up in the X Boogie. Allison, young nigga with a old pad. On a bad snap fingers, no problem. Shit, I'm a slut, been with every car dealer. Now every 9 months, pushing out a cute wheeler. Nothing on these niggas, got them dizzy. Here's the real shit. I keep money with the Spanish niggas out of Webster. I stopped calling shorty, cause she had a little chest hair. 100 pounds a week, I was on bigs every year.
That was Get Busy by Jason featuring Jim Jones and Freaky Zeke. Now we're going to play A Hustler Knows by I Am Vito Rich off of the Married to the Mob mixtape. Here you go.
He was an average Joe, family of four. Same old story in their household. Low cash flow, gone in the zone. Cause he's a man that can't hold his own. So he changed up his whole lifestyle. He's out nights now with the wrong crowd. Got a taste of the cash now. Now he's one of the niggas who's old out of the town. Money, drugs, cars, and women. Behind cooped doors, iron is on them. On a hustle hard till guards are calling. Living by no laws, flying in forces, 400 horses. But you know it's consequences of this paper chase. And a lavish life is gonna end one day. Cause when the cops swarm, you were sitting on 20 keys. Followed up by the streets, now you up to 3. Money, drugs, cars, and women. It's all a hustler knows. Gotta get dough, make a killing, mind on my children. Life of a hustler.
That was a Hustler Knows by I Am Vito Rich. Next. Aaron Black here. Sorry about that. That's on his Married to the Mob mixtape. Sorry. I don't know if you switched in. Okay, but I had uploaded another song off the track. Okay. You know what, guys? Sorry about that. That was Aaron Black here, A Hustler Knows, and he's going to come on the air, and we're going to, you know, I had uploaded it. Yeah. So what we're going to do, yeah, we're going to play it when you come on. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to talk about some serious shit. For those of you that's been following me and you followed the show like 2 weeks ago, I had Zeke Zeke on, and we were talking about POL, Preserve Our Legacy. And, you know, to me, that's kind of personal. And the reason being is like, okay, right now I'm not Chuck Mommy. I'm going to be Pam right now. And we're going to talk about some real shit. I have a son that's 24, and he had a best friend named Bo. Bo had leukemia, and he was in remission a few times. Bo died in 2006, a few days before Christmas, because he was waiting for a bone marrow transplant. His dad was a match, but they didn't get to him in time. This shit is, like, real, real serious. Like, I know everybody is like, oh, you don't want to do this, you don't want to make a difference, but real talk, if it was somebody in your family, you'd be doing whatever the fuck you had to make sure that they had a donor, they had a match. You'll be asking your friends, neighbors, and strangers to get out and do whatever to save your family member. So put yourself in somebody else's shoes and think, like, damn, that could easily be me, because death has no number, has no color, has no family name, has no hood, has no street. It's like, if it's your time, it's your fucking time. So I need for everybody to stop being selfish and stingy and go to www.preserveourlegacy.org, register for your kit. It only takes, like, it takes less than 10 minutes for this to happen. I did it this week. I'm waiting for my kit to come so I can be tested, because trust and believe, if I'm a match to somebody and they call me, I don't mind giving up my bone marrow to save a life, especially for somebody like a kid, because children, they deserve better. So it's like, we've already lived our lives, so us giving up a little bone marrow, as Freaky calls it, bone juice, it's really not going to hurt. So please take 10 minutes out of your schedule, go on the internet, and for everybody that signs up to be a registered donor and you give me your email confirmation, we'll hang out, we'll kick it, we'll go out to dinner, get to hang out with Chalk Mommy, we get to do some freaky shit on film, have a good time. Now, I'm not telling you I'm going to fuck you for going out and register to be a bone donor. Hell no. No, I'm not doing that, but we'll have a good time, we'll record it, we'll do whatever, but real talk. You know what I'm saying? I had a member on my site. His dad has bone marrow cancer. Him and his family went out and they got tested. This is some real nigga shit. This is real wop shit. It don't affect just everybody. I mean, it's affecting everybody. So please, just go ahead and do this one thing. If you don't do shit else, stop smoking the blunt, go into the computer, you'll go on Facebook. Motherfuckers can't live without Facebook. Go do something productive besides reading motherfuckers' timelines, getting mad because your nigga fucking on you, getting mad because your bitch cheating on you, and save a life and see how much credit you'll get. You might actually get some pussy. You might look good to somebody. So please go out, www.preserveourlegacy.org, register. It takes less than 10 minutes. Those of you that want to make a donation, that will be nice. It's not required, but every little bit helps. You know, let's pull together as a whole and make a difference in a kid's life, a mother's life, a father's life, a daughter's life, a son's life. Let's just make a difference all together. Days is numbered. Our time here is numbered. So let's make life easy for somebody that's miserable right now. So let's go ahead and get this done. Now we're getting ready to bring on Aaron Black here, and we're getting ready to play A Hustler Knows, because that's his song, so I had it flipped around. Normally I don't make bloopers like that, but, you know, I'm out of my comfort zone. These Harlem niggas making me nervous, goddamn. Now I'm going to play A Hustler Knows by Aaron Black here, and then he's going to come on, and he's going to talk, and he's going to give us some acapella shit so we can see the man behind the voice. Ladies, he got it going on. He's nice. Got a nice voice.
But like I said, a hustler knows.
He was an average Joe, family of four, same old story in their household. Low cash flow, gone in the zone, cause he's a man that can't hold his own. So he changed up his whole lifestyle. He's out night now with the wrong crowd. Got a taste of the cash now. Now he's one of the niggas who sold out of the town. But those money, drugs, cars, and women, it's all a hustler knows. Gotta get dough, make a killing out on my children. Money ain't slow no more. When you see him, he's behind coupe doors. Iron is on him. Gonna hustle hard till guards are calling. Living by no laws, flying in Porsches, 400 horses. But you know it's consequences of this paper chase. And a lavish life is gonna end one day. Cause when the cops form, you was sitting on 20 keys. Followed up by the streets, now you up 53. Money, drugs, cars, and women.
Everybody, you know, I'm repping Harlem. You already know, you know, what's going on. All the hustler knows. So what's going on, Chocolate Mama? What's going
Damn,
on?
You can't get on my show talking about what a hustler knows. I might be like,
know.
You need to tell me, you need to show me.
Yeah, all the hustler knows. See, all the hustlers out there know. Oh, they already know. I don't care what kind of grind you got. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's selling DVDs, selling that good stuff, that paper, that Shinola, you know, for all the niggas that already know. It don't matter. Like, all the hustler knows, no. You know what I'm saying? It's an up and a down to all this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a good and an evil. It's a black and a white. It's you know? That's just what it is, you know. So all the hustler knows is based on that, the ups and downs of all this, you know, the triumph and the down bottom of it. You know what I mean? It's like all around, you know, all the hustler knows. Staying true to what you do, but knowing the consequences of whatever you do is always a problem.
You know, I'm glad you said that because it's for some reason where I'm from, there's been a lot of nigga snitches.
Oh, wow.
I did a bid for 3 years and 8 months, possession of 181 pounds. Do you think I said anything? No, I bid that.
Exactly.
Now I understand you want the fast money, you want everything that comes with it, but when it's time for you to do that motherfucking time,
yeah.
You want to talk to you about your
make
kids,
you
your mom, and your grandma. I can't
yeah.
Just tell them
yeah,
to
niggas, you feel me? Like, you know, because a lot of, you know what it is, mommy? You know, a lot of people come into this thing, they come into the game and come into whatever illegally they doing without knowing the two sides of it. You know, they come in, they want the glitter, the glam, you know, they want the money and everything, but it's certain shit that comes along with all this shit, you know what I'm saying? It comes along with all this, and that's the understanding that they don't have about it, you know? It's a dark side to everything, So, yeah, everything is flashy, everything is good money, you know, you want the money and all that, but you gotta be able to take them goons coming at you when you start getting that money. You know, like the old timer told me, you got that bread in your pocket, you better have that lead. You feel me? Because, you know, it ain't nothing sweet. Ice cream ain't always sweet. You feel me? So,
you know, you gotta be able to take the good and
the bad. You know what I'm saying?
You're not going to be comfortable, you know, riding up and down and feeling all good without hate, you know?
I have no earthly idea. Call dropped. Call back in. All right, his call dropped. I don't know. I'm having technical difficulties with Blog Talk. I swear, $39 ain't getting me shit. So the call was dropped, and he's calling back in. Yeah, I'm back.
Aaron Blackshear is back, you know. We up about 20-something floors, so you already know it ain't going to be perfect. So we in the tower right now. We in the ghetto tower right now, so you already know it ain't going to be all good. You feel me? We around the lead walls right now, so...
Oh, hell no, you're killing me. So, I want to say another song, and then I want you to sing live.
Okay, mommy. Yeah, oh, see, because we basically got into what all the Hustle Knows is about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so like,
actually we did.
You like that joint?
Yeah, because I can relate to that.
You like it?
Any kind of music I can relate to. So I've been in a strip club shaking my booty because I don't dance. I mean,
yeah.
I just got a social head game. So, I mean, I ain't had a lady.
You got that washer machine or you got that street
tug
mouth? You got that washer machine
flopping? I got that shit to make your clothes just crimp.
As long as you are there, You know, anything can happen in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? You know, it's all about the vibes, you know? But check it. Yo, you know what I told her? I said, you know, because, I mean, they think a nigga can't sing and all that, so I got to give it up real quick, you know? So let me give it up. I said, yo, I have you thinking, wishing for things you'll never tell. So erotic, the kind of thoughts you keep to yourself. Feeling so good, the heavenly lessons up the hell. When I'm up in it, look in your eyes, could tell you're not yourself. Take you to another dimension that you don't know is real. Caught up in the web of ecstasy and you ain't need a pill. We stuck all up in the mirror, we sex in front of the mirror in bed. You know I'm a killer if you're there. You know I'ma get as long as you are there. I'ma slow and be patient as long as we got time in our love. Come on. I feel a storm is coming on, and I've been waiting all night long. No need to be afraid, brace yourself and just hold me, girl. Cause this rocket will send you off to another world. Orgasmic galaxies, your screams sound like fatalities. Our bodies intertwine, such a beautiful tapestry. Giving you more and more until you reach your peak. Rains all over me, storms all in the sheet. This goes on so long that my bed is weak. You tired of that moaning and groaning, then slide off to sleep. Oh, I got some of y'all ready. Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, my God. You know, that's how you know you're dealing with something good. You know what I'm saying? I can't even tell y'all what went down right now, but I got confirmation that the thing is wet right now. You know, and I'm black shit here on the Hustle News representing Harlem. You already know. 146 is St. Nick, 145, 1518. I'm here with Chocolate Mama, and it's going to be wrong. You already know, you know, you already know. And I'm black here, y'all. black chef here with Chocolate Mama, and she's a realist. Y'all better know it. Y'all can't see it, but you know it. Take my word for it.
Oh, my God.
In the building. Shout out to Vlad the Connect. Shout out to Big Eli. Shout out to Cat Ride. Shout out to Yem and Cheese. You already know that money. That money. You know what I mean? Shout out to all my niggas. You know, Arab Black Share. You know I'm up here talking a little records, but I'm an R&B singer. I'm a real cool, collector, sophisticated dude. But I'm feeling nice tonight, and I'm in my hometown, so you already know. You know what I'm saying? I already had one. I had a stiff one. So you already know. I had a nice little sippy sip. But, you know, on the serious side, you know, it's Arab Black Share, you know, R&B singer, songwriter, actor, you know, for some of y'all that seen like them old school videos, you know, Malcolm X, I was in Malcolm X, I was in Prince video, Money Don't Matter, I was in Kwame, one of the big boys, I was in Tevin Campbell's Just the Two, matter of fact, Tevin Campbell, I'm So Confused. So a lot of people, you know, they know me for my lineup, for my history, you know what I'm saying, you know, actor, singer, songwriter, you know, started out as a dancer, dancing for Kwame, you know, doing videos with Chuck Rock, Kid and Play, you know. So I'm just a diamond in the rough, you know. I'm just a diamond in the rough, you know. Shows with Yoko Ono, you know, friends with Sean Lennon, things of that nature. But, you know, it's all good. You know, shout out to my nigga Spike Lee, you know, because when I did my first video with him, you know, they gave me another shot, you know. So I'm like a diamond in the rough, you know. I don't even talk about that old shit, but it's relevant. It's relevant because, you know, I'm not just coming out the woodwork, just coming out the blue, you know, with the entertainment. You know, it's been something that's been in me for years, for life. You know, since 9 years old was my first show at the Apollo Theater. You know, 9 years old, Super Top Dog show. Out of 250 groups, you know, we came in third. So that was the start of everything, man, you know. I'm what you call a triple threat, quadruple threat, singer, songwriter, dancer, choreographer, songwriter, you know. So, you know, not bragging, but, you know, that's what it is. You know, God's blessed me with the talent. I'm going to keep it at that, you know. You can find some music samples at MySpace/ The Soul of Black Talent. You can go at The Soul of Black Talent on MySpace, Aaron Black Show on Facebook. You know, you can find some of the samples of my music. You know, you see the pictures up there from Japan, you know, doing shows in Japan. You know, no disrespecting Jay, but I was in Japan in 94. His album dropped in 96. You know, and they screaming Tokyo, Japan, Konnichiwa and all that. My man Vlad Connect can tell you, I was doing the Konnichiwa thing in 94. 94, traveling to Tokyo, Kyoto, you know, had the little Japanese joints on my beef, you know, coming to see me after I left Japan, you know, staying with me and all that. So it's like, this ain't nothing new to us, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just doing a singing a song, writing thing, working on my album. You know, I'm still working on the titles. I got a few titles, Off the Ground, you know, I'm Ready, I Want It All, you know, so. You know, I know y'all may think I talk too much, but I'm just letting y'all know. You know what I'm saying? She about to come with some more tracks so y'all can, like, get a little sense of who I am. Y'all already know I can sing. There's a lot of this auto-tune studio shit going on, but I ain't one of them studio artists. You feel me? As y'all can hear, I can sing, and you already know. So what's good, Chocolate?
We actually have a call from 347-77. It's 37.
You're
on the air.
347. Yo, where my nigga Vito Rich at, man?
He ain't here. We talking to Aaron Black
here. Yeah, so Vito's still in the building, my nigga, but you know everybody got their little segments, man. It's Aaron Black here, Chaka Vito and Yem and Cheese and all that. We in the building. We in the building. He here. You know? So, you know, it's all good, my nigga. You know, we got the track gone, all the hustler knows, you already know.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, all right. All right.
All right, bye. All of that, you're disconnected. Okay. And you can tell me what this song is.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Yo, what's good?
I'm calling All of the Place.
Yeah, I don't know, B. I'm trying to get to the parade.
All of
the
Place, basically like the Amazon.
What's going on? I got a block party to go through. I don't know what I'm going to
do. All of the Place, make chips.
You know, it's a little anthem, you know.
Oh, no.
in poverty, but you will never know. Let me stay fresh to death, and Lord knows it's sure. I'm stand up real proudly, say I'm somebody just trying to get out of the hood like you should. Dig into my roots, cause it's my inspiration. The ones that see us come up out of this situation, cause we deserve better. We overdose on spending to satisfy our pleasures. I guess it's our nature. All of us are slaves who make chips, push the mean whip.
Able to
project and you know, get across the talent how it's supposed to be.
Exactly. Not be one-dimensional with the notes.
Exactly.
Know when
yeah, you got to know
where
up and
low.
Down.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
And know where to breathe from the diaphragm. You know, all the people that have training out there, it's just like a trained dancer. Yeah, everybody could dance naturally, but there's a difference between a dancer and a trained dancer. Just like a trained singer and a singer that just sing in the shower and sing for the family. You feel me? You know, so that's where the training came in, you know. And I always was a writer, you know, a writer of short stories and everything like that. So I just transformed that into the song, you know. It wasn't until like 2007 where I said, you know what, let me start writing some full-length songs instead of, you know, because I was known to sing hooks, you know. I was
okay.
Sing hooks for dudes, you know, write. So I was stuck in that dimension for a minute till I said, wait a minute, let me start writing these full-length songs and, you know, start writing on the album till 07. So it's 2011 now. Time is up. You know, it's time to get it popping and get something out there, you know. You know, they got to know what Aaron Blackshear is about, you know.
I'm feeling that. So, like, when you're out doing your shows, what is, like, the best feeling after you finish doing your set? And you're walking off the stage and somebody comes up to you and they say something. What's the
you
most memorable thing that someone has said to you?
Well, the most memorable thing is people trying to get your autographs. Because people don't respect you at, like, okay, you don't have to be out to get autographs and things of that nature. You know, people respect the talent. When they know that you have the talent in you and you have the gift, they come to you, please, let me have your autograph, you know. On certain occasions, I did some off-Broadway shows and everything, and I literally had people come up and ask for autographs. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm nobody yet. But they still treat you like you're somebody. So the most memorable moments is, like, they respect the talent. And you're like, okay, I must be going in the right direction if people are approaching me that way. So that's the most memorable thing. You know, people literally wanting your signature because you impacted them on a certain level when in the performance. Like, you've touched their heart in some sort of way. You know what I mean? Whether you were acting, singing, or whatever you were doing, you know that, you know, you touched them in that way.
Absolutely. The reason why I'm smiling is because I remember the first time somebody asked me for my autograph. And it was on a picture. I'm like,
Yeah, you're like,
yes. And then it's crazy because I'm like, you know, some people
don't know how to say, oh, you a horror, blah, blah, blah. Nah, but that's how you solidify. That's solidified. When
exactly.
You want autographs, that solidifies everything. I was in Japan trying to have a little meal after the show and have people bothering me, but it's a good bother.
Exactly.
It's
because
a good
without
bother.
You wouldn't be motivated.
Exactly.
And you wouldn't be where you're at. I'm like, if you're fan-friendly, that's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you're approachable. That's why when people call my business line, I answer.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? This is Chuck. No, this is you. I need to do my answer.
Exactly.
Yeah, you text me. Take you back.
Exactly.
If y'all motherfuckers call me at 5 o'clock in the morning, you get exactly what you call for,
mm-hmm.
my motherfucking voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hell no.
That's
so
straight
I'm
disrespect. That's
but you know, when they finish, look at it. ChazMoney.com.
Business hours.
So when you get me a good-ass head clip, business hours is whenever you get your
girl. That's crazy. And that's at any time. So I guess we always do business. We always at work. But nah, on the serious side, you know, I'm just trying to do it. You know, I'm just one of those diamonds in the rough that I'm trying not to let my talent go to waste. You know, because you know you have to have the drive and the motivation to do what you do. Because you know, I ain't gonna even lie to the viewers. I'm not gonna even lie to the listeners. You have to really be in your zone to get your goals accomplished. Because, you know, you may have one day where you're like, fuck all this shit, man. I ain't got nobody around. I ain't got nobody to help me. Damn, the video taking long to get done. Like, so, you know, a part of you is like, yo, fuck all this shit. But, you know, not fucking like you don't want to do it, but like at the time. So you really have to stay within yourself and stay and keep your eye on the product, you know?
True.
Instead of looking at other dudes on the TV and all that, you have to project and materialize you being on the TV. Like, if I do this, if I do A, B, and C, it'll take me to D. gotta go and accomplish your goals.
Okay, so who would you say from old school is has influenced you the most in your music career?
Well, you know, well, I love Marvin Gaye, Luther Vandross, Michael Jackson, of course, Curtis Mayfield.
Okay.
You know, getting into the white side, you know, people like Paul Simon, you know, Hall & Oates, Dave Matthews Band, you know, people that, because, see, I'm from Harlem and everything, but I write from a different perspective, you know. I don't
mm-hmm.
write the regular hood, the hood material that people expect from me, because they see me and they think I'm a rapper, honestly. And I'm like, no, I sing a songwriter. And they're like, oh, okay. They're like, oh, okay, you sing. So, like, the question I get a lot is, you know, Aaron, so what genre are you in? Well, see, I don't have no genre because I have songs for every area. You know, I have all different types of songs, R&B, alternative, rock and soul, pop, you know. So you may not get a display of that today with the tracks that I brought with me, but I'm a little bit of everything, you know?
Gotcha.
You know, my sister used to love Michael Jackson. She used to love all the alternative artists growing up. So that's what I heard in my house. It wasn't all about just the black artists. You know, we had a little piece of everything. And I think that, you know, artists like Coldplay and, you know, different people of that realm can help you, you know, because it makes you a more well-rounded artist, you know? You won't be stuck in one dimension in a box, you know? You will never catch me in a box. So honestly, when they ask me what's my genre or what's my realm, I don't have no realm. I'm just musical. I'm just talent, you know? So, you know, when you hear the album, you're going to understand that, okay, I can't put them in a box. But look, this shit don't sound nothing like the other record, you know what I'm saying? So when you get through, you know, a few of the records or whatever, you know, you'll see the difference, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, I hope we'll be able to get to something, you know, before it's all said and done tonight.
Oh, yeah, we're getting something else now.
You know? I hope y'all like that All The Hustle Knows. That's the first single that hopefully be coming out, you know? Not even hopefully, it is coming out. All The Hustle Knows. Marisa? You know, y'all heard that already, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you could go on to something else real quick for him while we take a little talk break. I'll rest my lips.
Approaching, I'm in this space and time. Witness life unfolding, my head is to the sky. Birds and flight around me, giving me a sign. Leaving my soul at peace, my heart's always with God. An angel to protect me from the deep claws and the envy. So close and scary, I keep my spirit high. So light is a feather, reaching my endeavors. I know time becomes precious. I've made up my mind. I'm looking at my life on a higher mental. I'm thinking mountain high when my thoughts are on sea level. Hear the voice of my mother telling me it'll be okay. Or get your time in your place. Gift of God on your face. Thanks, Mom. Cause I need encouragement. It gets deep when the pressure sinks. This is why I'll never quit. Can't fold. Gotta move swiftly and flawless. People's dreams deferred. I'm seeing it too often. I made up my mind. I want more out of life. So I reach for the stars. Knowing there are a million miles far. Possible to see. Shining down on me. All I need is.
by Aaron Blatch here.
Yes.
We have him in the house. We have a call from a caller from 678.
The
so we're
going to
bring him on the line. 678, you're on the line.
Peace, family.
Hello.
Peace to your chocolate city. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I know this voice.
Okay.
I recognize this voice.
How are you?
What's going on?
I'm good. I'm definitely a fan of the music and of the show. And I'm just excited to see the intelligent and sexy that you bring to market. And I definitely want to see more. And I just want to say, keep spitting that fire, brother, because we need more of this intelligence and this sexiness in the market. So peace to you and peace to the show.
Yeah, we appreciate that, man. Where are you calling from? Where are you shouting from?
I'm calling from ATL, but I'm definitely a Harlem girl at heart.
You already know, Harlem at heart. That's going to be my new foundation, Harlem at heart. You already know.
Definitely.
You know? But it's so good, though, man. You enjoy the music. You like the music?
Loving it, definitely. Definitely
loving
it.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate the call. We appreciate the support.
All day, all day. So I just want to chime in and give my support and say peace to the fam. So thanks for that opportunity. I'm just thankful that you were on, and it was such a blessing to hear your music.
Yeah, you know, but it's a little crazy up here. We're trying to keep it professional, but it's a little crazy up here.
I hear it.
It's a little crazy up here. Did you hear the first segment?
Oh, yes, definitely, I did.
Okay, so that's what's up, B. You definitely tuned in. You tuned into the Matrix, the Harlem Matrix. You know, we in the towers, man. We broadcasting from the towers right now, you know. We real high up in the air in Harlem somewhere, you know. So, you know, we just feeling it right now. We at a high altitude, you feel me?
Of course, that's why Harlem is nicknamed the world.
You already know, man. You already know, man. We have a high opportunity. We got Yemi Cheese in the building. We got Vlad Connect. And my nigga, Eli, Brooklyn Cat Ride. You already know. We here at Mama Chocolate. I can't forget Chocolate Mommy. You know, she's a real estate
comic. Definitely.
So we thank you. We thank you.
You don't get better than Chocolate Mommy, man.
What's your name, man? What's your name?
Mommy.
Hello? Hello? We lost her?
No,
hello?
She's still there.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. What's your name, sweetheart?
Shanae.
Okay, Shanae. Yeah. You sound like it. Yeah, you sound like a Shanae. We already know.
Yeah.
We love the support, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for the call, you know?
Oh, thank you. But definitely, your music resonates. You know, volume. So it's definitely
great. Yeah, I'm going to try to keep it going, you know? Try to keep
okay,
it going. Not
tough.
Even try, we are. It ain't no trying, this motherfucking. It ain't no trying. We are. I am me.
You go. I am that I am, right?
Yes.
There you go.
All right, baby. So, you know, thank you for the call. You know, we appreciate it.
Okay,
You're about to hear some more butter in a minute. That's what's up. Okay, I'm just going to keep listening. All right, baby. Have a good evening. So, Aaron, why don't you go ahead and hit the whistle while I said. Damn, like what? Damn. I don't know. She just had dreams. Damn, I just got a pimple on my chin and all that. This thing came out of nowhere. Well, it's making me nervous. You can't be pimples and all that. I ain't have this bump when I got in here. What's going on in here?
We have
you know?
A good massager in the house.
You know? Yo, but what I told him, I say, you know, because everything is a struggle, so I hit him with, but I say, yo, I've been trying to hold my head, and I'm asking God for strength, because life is rough. Brother, we got to rise out in this ghetto. No longer wanna reside in the ghetto. I've been trying to hold my head, cause these trials barely pays the rent, and life is tough. Gotta get money, get mom something special. She always told me to strive, never settle. 146 St. Nicholas, born in Harlem Hospital. 135th, lovely woman, Miss Black, share family of six. 723, my neighbor's moving that shit, and my mama in the number hole just to feed a kid. Seen it all like yesterday, it's so vivid. But those were darker days, and I pray that things will change. Never stay the same. I've been trying to hold my head, and I'm asking God for strength, cause life is tough. Brother, we gotta rise out of this ghetto. No longer wanna reside in the ghetto. I'm leaving it at that, man. Chocolate Mommy. You already know.
Wow.
You know, so I ain't no auto-tune studio artist. Know that. Know that. The skill is here. The real is here. You know? Chocolate City Radio, New York style. Representing North Carolina. She up in the hood. She up in Harlem with us. And we keeping it real, you know? Sitting around the realness. We're the trendsetters of everything. Trust that. No disrespect to none of the other boroughs and other states, but you already know. Everybody come to Harlem to see what it is, man. Like, I had a broadcast coming the other day, like, yo, coming to Harlem was like coming to Great Adventures, man. He said, yo, you will see everything you want to see, man, you know, from the dirt bikes to the four-wheelers to the coupes to the wagons to the Mercedes to the Lamborghinis, all that, man. Harlem is like coming to Great Adventures, man, because you see everything you want to see from the women and all that, man. Like, you know, everybody want to come to Harlem, so we're going to leave it at that, man. Like, you know, so... All that's coming out of me is just the Harlem in me, you know what I'm saying? The Harlem, all the culture coming out to you guys tonight, you know what I'm saying? It's just the culture that's in me. I'm real culturalized, you feel me? So it's all good, though, you know? Like I said, you can check me out at MySpace/The Soul of Black Talent to catch photos and, you know, pictures and I said photos already, but you know, the music, the drafts and all that. I got the video coming for All the Hustler Knows. You can catch the preview at YouTube. All the Hustler Knows, Aaron Blackshirt, All the Hustler Knows. Or you type in Pure Vanity, you can catch the 125th Street interview. You know, but I'm coming, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna even, you know, boast that I'm something that I'm not, but I'm coming, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's God's will to get displayed at the right time. So if I'm not displayed right now, you don't know about me right now, you will know about me in due time. We going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? God bless to everybody. You feel me?
Thank you. Everybody, that was Aaron Blackshear. We're about to go into the after, so y'all already know my ass don't stop and no fucking
joint. Yeah, but you got to play another joint before I leave. You got to give them another joint.
I got to,
you know what I'm saying? I want them to hear that as long as you are there. You know what I'm saying? That was on the track right here, you know. If you download the first one, I don't know if you downloaded that, but that's from the first track, As Long As You Were There. You know, I kicked that on the radio, but y'all got to hear the beat. Shout out to Minnesota. Shout out to Chiba, my nigga. Free Chiba. Get out soon. Boss Money Players. Shout out to my nigga Kwame. You know, like I said, man, shout out to Hump 46 of St. Nicholas. You already know how we do. You know, the originators, the trendsetters of everything. You know, so know that, man. It is what it is, man. You know, we ain't up here frauding. It ain't a fraud. You know what I'm saying? It's all real. It's all real like Chocolate Mama. So you already know. See the realest as they come.
I'm glad
I was able to touch her in the way I did tonight. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna leave it.
Metaphorically speaking,
yeah. She said metaphor in the head.
Oh my God, it's going down. We're going to tuned to the After Show. We're getting ready to play another track.
You know, God bless everybody, man. The Aaron Black shit. Look out for Aaron Black shit coming soon. You know, you too, you know. All the hustler knows, you get the preview and interview of the video that's coming. Shout out to Pure Vanity, Vlad the Connect. We got the Trying to Hold My Head video coming soon. So, you know, I ain't trying to say there's a lot going on, but we got things to do, and it'll be coming strong. You feel me? So we're going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? God bless to everybody.
And I'm waiting for the track.
Let me see. What you got coming?
Yo, Vito, my nigga.
All right. Vito's leaving the building. We got Big Vito. Shout out to Yem and Cheese. The stacks. You already know the stacks.
Oh, it was
the
nice.
Stacks.
It was nice.
My nigga, Yem and Cheese. Vito.
Awesome.
You already know. Shout out to Murder to the Married to the Mob CD. You already know. Yeah. I got a chorus for them. We going to get up. You know, you already know. Get the number from Vlad to connect.
It's not pulling up because my sister's port is closed. So, okay. Like, this is like the after show. It's all good, though. It's all good. I made my mark, B. God bless you. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it in. And in the link, everybody's going to be able to hear all your music. Everybody's going to be able to hear everything. Peace to everybody. Peace to everybody. All right, everybody have a good night, man. And we're going to keep it at that. Peace. It ain't over. We got Vlad the Connect coming up. So, hello. Hi, sweetie. I had to say the best for last. We had, like, a lot of superstars, good music, good raps, good conversation. Now, it's the man behind the scenes. I mean, he didn't want to come on, but, you know, you can't have me come to Harlem and not get on Chocolate City and say something. He put them stubby fingers to use. Oh, boy, Chica was kind of late. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I don't even want to see the video. People going to be like, what the hell? Fuck, it's after 10 o'clock. You know what? This is going to be crazy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give Vlad my phone and let him talk because my switchboard is closed down. I forgot he had to be in before 10. So what I'm going to do is let Vlad tell you about him. Originally, we met when I was promoting Freaky Zeke and 730 Dips being on the show, and the after show with me doing the roll call, me making moves, me promoting the POL, PreserveOurLegacy.org, the bone marrow, and he reached out to me, and since then it's been on and popping. We connected. We're like the sunniest here in the entertainment business. He make movies, I make moves, so we decided to get together, came to Harlem so I could chill with my dudes, have a nice-ass show. We got a lot of things coming out. I'm about to do some promo videos. I'm about to do some other videos to promote my show, to promote me, to promote my site, and to promote his skills. So we're like sunny and chair. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give him the phone, and he's going to talk about Pure Vanity. He's going to talk about everything that he got going on. When I tell you that this is the man, this is the motherfucking man. So here we go.
Damn.
What up, peoples? What's going on? What's good? You got Vlad the Connect on deck, just chilling, you know what I'm saying, relaxing, macking.
Thanks so much,
with Chocolate Mommy in Harlem, you know what I'm saying, showing mad love and all that, you know what I mean? We in here with our peoples and shit, you know what I mean, just chilling out, man, just having a good time, man. As you already heard, you know what I'm saying, all the artists that came through, you know what I'm saying, just a few out of many, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we got going on right now. So, I don't know, man, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just chilling right now, just making major moves, shooting music videos, you know what I'm saying, doing episodes, doing a whole bunch of things, man. I also got plugged in DVD with my man Big Bootsy, You know what I'm saying? I'm the cameraman for Plugged In. Oh, man. I also got Pure Vanity. You can follow us on Twitter at Pure Vanity. Pure Vanity. You can also follow us on Plugged In DVD NYC. That's definitely good money all the time. So, you know what I'm saying? Let us know what's good, you know what I mean? So, definitely. Visual director all the way in Harlem, popping off. Your boy. Follow me on Twitter at Vlad5564. That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, definitely been to many events, you know what I mean? Like, worked with many artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, I can't even go name it because I go crazy, but you know what I mean? Like, it's all good. It's all love. Harlem all day long, 140th, you know what I'm saying? 142nd, 151st. All that. Yeah. Big shout to the peoples, you know what I'm saying? 730, that's the family right there. You know what I mean? It's all good, man. It's all love. Definitely. Oh, man. Nah, that's what I'm saying, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need some questions up in here, you feel me? What made me decide to do videos? Well, we've been actually doing videos since I was, like, probably in Pampers and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Growing up on Broadway. You know what I mean? With my nigga Joel Santana. Big shout to Joel. Big aunt. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Aaron Blackshear. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all grew up together. You know what I mean? In the hood, just chilling. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it is, man. And we just here, working hard. You know what I'm saying? Bringing a lot of artists out there that are underground, that people haven't heard from. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of talent out in Harlem. You just got to find it. You feel me? So that's what it is. What is the next? Wow. I mean, we got a lot of things. I mean, we're about to go cover the Jadakiss Styles P concert out in the Yonkers. So, you know, depends, man. Depends, you know what I mean? Definitely. So what do you have for time? I mean, guys, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, that depends, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm multi-talented, so I do a whole bunch of things, you know what I mean? Definitely. We're about to get my boy Aaron Blackshear video out, you know what I'm saying? Hustle of Nose, that's coming, you know what I mean? So definitely shot most of the videos for Yam and Cheese with my niggas too, you know what I'm saying? Niggas lamp out, you know what I mean? Just busy, man, just working, shooting music videos, doing what I gotta do, you know what I mean? So if anybody out there need music videos, holler at me, you know what I mean? Nice price and all that, you know what I'm saying? We're giving discounts around this time of year. So you know how that go, you know what I mean? What? Stop that. We give discounts, all right? Discounts. That's what's up. Listen, I show love, man. I'm like, I can go anywhere in Harlem. People just love, laugh, and connect, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I just show love to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, icy. Icy. Harlem all day. You already know how we do. All right. That's what it is, man. Definitely. So what's up? What's popping on? Anybody got any questions out there now? So what are we doing now? This is the after show? Like, what's popping? Okay. Hey, I'm definitely professional. I gotta keep it professional, you know what I mean? Well, definitely. That's what's up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, right. Right, that's good look right there. That's mad love, you know what I'm saying? That's every time I get a chance, I show Chocolate Mommy mad love on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? And to all the people out there that follow me on Twitter, it's all love all day, man. You know what I mean?
Different, I
Definitely. You heard that? You heard that? Say it again. Say it again. Yeah. You already heard that. She don't got to repeat that. We got to keep that like VIP, you know what I mean? Yeah. Big shout out to my boy Freaky, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my dude, man. Much love, man. I love to do movement and all that, man. You know what I'm saying? So Harlem, man, stand up all day. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring this good music out. That's what it's about.
Going to my telly, 50 on the wall.
Oh, man. Nah, but definitely to all the, you know, all the listeners out there, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody. Everybody follow me on Twitter. Everybody at Stay Shine Out, Pure Vanity, you know what I'm saying? Plugged in DVD. You know what I mean? Big shout to Boss, Lady Ramos, you know what I mean? My big dude, Eli, you know what I mean? Like, just everybody, man. Everybody's just family, man. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know what I mean? I'm not even going to sit here and say something that is not, man. But, like, we just stay, you know, power moves all day, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to do in this game to survive. You feel me? And if you work hard, trust me, you'll get there. That's what it is. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Nah, but that's what it is, man. So, you know, it's all love, man. You know what I'm saying? We just chilling out right now with Chocolate Mommy out in Harlem. You know what I'm saying? She came out here making power moves. You know what I mean? So I invited her to Harlem. So I got her out in Harlem going crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't say too many things, but, you know, right? But, man, Eli, that's what it is, man. So y'all be easy. All right, much love.
Yo, what's up? This is your girl, Shaq. I swear I have a different outlook on Harlem. Oh, my God. Like, I tell these motherfuckers why they learn how to dug it. They need to learn how to fuck. It ain't even about fucking no more. It's about networking and business connects. This nigga showed me love. From Freaky to Vlad to Eli to Aaron to Vito. Damn it, I love Harlem. I know. It took my ass coming up here, damn your horse, sick as a motherfucker, to come rock it out with my niggas to get me a new outlook. They done had me show my ass, literally. Demonstrations on Sierra, I like to ride. Like, what more could you ask for? Wait till you see the fucking video. That shit is bananas. Yemen Cheese, love y'all. Aaron Blackshear, he did his thing. He made my song wet. Rod Connectors, oh my goodness. And we're not even going to talk about Eli. Eli is so cute and adorable. I want to put him in my purse and just take him back with me. Take him back to North Carolina. So I can have these country bumpkins show him what country pussy is like. All right. Yo, for real, like, he needs some country pussy. Follow him on Twitter at Eli, and that's capital E-L-I-E, capital P underscore. I'm telling you, follow him. And also follow Vlad the Connect, V-L-A-D 5564, and he's on Twitter. Also, Aaron Blackshear, capital A-A-R-N, A Grace 120 on Twitter, and Aaron Blackshear, and that's two A's, R-O-N, and then Blackshear, B-L-A-C-K-S-H-E-A-R, on Facebook. So hit him up. The link is going to be up on everything so you guys can hear how we got fucking crazy bananas. Yes, my voice is crazy. Hopefully I'll be back by Friday when I'm on the show and I got Issa, DJ Issa. Matter of fact, he's up here with Travis Porter. So I got to hit him up. I got to shout him out. I love my home team. Friday night, it is the North Carolina edition. We're going to have 7:30 Rick in the house talking about Palmettos. Trust me, he's going to be a victim. So, you know, he's going to get on there, talk about 7:30 Gypsum, the North Carolina area, Palmetto's restaurant, the POL, blood being a bone donor. I don't know why I'm tongue-tied tonight. But we're going to get it in. So I had to start it off in New York. Then I'm going to take it back south. And then when I come back to New York next month, oh, my God, I think I'm just going to have an X-rated show. It's just going to fucking go down. I think I'm going to sit in the fucking hotel, butt-ass naked, talking shit with a vibrator. And then maybe I can get a free massager. I got Aaron Blackshear saying I can get a pussy massage. Oh, my God, it's going down. I'm speechless. I'm outnumbered in Harlem. Where the hell is May at when I need her? But this is Talk Mommy. I had a really good show. Like I said, look out for the link on Twitter. Look out for the link on Facebook. Facebook fucking deleted my fan page. Probably some fat, miserable bitch reported my shit because you can see my pussy or you can see something sexy and that bitch is flabby and miserable. Fucking hot about that. But all I can do is start a new one or just say fuck Facebook and y'all just come to www.chocmommy.com where I give it to you uncut, raw, and raw. Y'all can check out my head skills. Matter of fact, I might need to do some new videos, but I'm going to hold off on that because I'm a stream late. You know what I'm saying? So, this is Chuck Mommy. I'm going to holler at you on Friday. We got DJ Eastside. You know what I'm saying? Golden Child, North Carolina, the hottest DJ. Peace out.